Your Complete Healthcare Center presents Conversations with MIT Medical, Care for the Community with Melanie Cole.
Members of the MIT Medical Traditional Health Plan are required to select an MIT Medical primary care provider, and students are strongly urged to select a PCP at MIT Medical as well. How do you know which of the providers is best for you? Today, we're speaking with Allison Daly, a nurse practitioner and PCP at MIT Medical. Welcome to the show, Allison. Tell us about your training and background as a nurse practitioner.
Thanks so much, Melanie. So I am a nurse practitioner trained in family practice. So I was able to get my master's in science, my master's of nursing and science, and that was at University of Massachusetts, Boston in 2009. Prior to that, I received my undergraduate degree in nursing from the University of Massachusetts, Amherst in 2003. And I've been practicing as a nurse practitioner now for just over 5 years.
So tell us, really, what are your passions and goals of a patient-centered practice?
Here at MIT Medical, we have the capability to be primary care providers as nurse practitioners, which really, really is an amazing, amazing thing as a nurse practitioner to be able to provide comprehensive, well-rounded, holistic care as a primary care provider for the patients that we see every day. And my passions are really taking care of the unique population that we see at MIT Medical, which is filled with students from a variety of countries and backgrounds that bring with them so much information from their home countries for me to learn about and help empower their voice here and advocate for them as they navigate through a new healthcare system in America. In conjunction with that, I have the ability to see faculty, staff, their families, people who have retired. So it really allows me to take care of a variety of age ranges and cultural backgrounds at MIT Medical. So it's kind of a dream position for a nurse practitioner.
Allison, while you care for patients really of all ages, you have a particular focus on women's health. And tell us what that means.
So that's a great question. My background in women's health dates back to my years as a registered nurse, where I worked at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center as a labor and delivery nurse for a number of years. It was there that I decided I wanted to pursue further education to become a nurse practitioner because I just fell in love with the entire process of labor, delivery, postpartum, and also just the general well health of women. So my prior position as a nurse practitioner before coming to MIT Medical was in an OBGYN practice. This allows me to really provide comprehensive care in a primary care setting to my female patients so they don't feel the need to seek multiple providers for their gynecological care and their primary health, their primary health care. So I'm able to help educate people on fertility, help them work through issues with that, through preconception counseling, help guide them to their desired goal for family planning, whether that's to conceive or not to conceive. I also work with people on, you know, picking hormonal or non-hormonal birth control options that are the right choice for them. I also perform comprehensive physical exams, including pap smears, breast exams, blood work, that are all part of a well woman check.
Allison, as you guide patients through their healthcare needs and coach them to be active participants in their own care, what kind of advice do you give them to lead fulfilling and healthy lives? Give us some of your best advice and what you would say to a patient that came into you.
If a patient comes into me really looking for a healthier lifestyle or to make some changes, I really work together with them. I feel that the nurse practitioner patient relationship is really a collaborative relationship where we set goals together based on what their healthcare needs are, whether that be through blood pressure, weight, cholesterol monitoring, just a variety of markers for general well health. And we create a plan together, and the goals are set by the patient and really encouraged by me. So I help to make those goals happen for my patients by giving appropriate referrals to nutrition, helping to coach them through if it's weight loss, going to certain exercise programs, seeing people back as frequently as they need to be seen to really help keep them on track with their goals. So it's much more of a relationship set in goal making as a team and hoping to get to the right response for the patient and measuring that outcome based on what their goals are, not necessarily only my goals. And I find that that works really well with the patients that I do take care of.
It seems you have a real multidisciplinary approach. How do you work with the other, you know, health professionals at MIT Medical to complete this really great patient-centered care that you're giving?
That's the wonderful part about MIT Medical. I have access to nutritionists who I work with every day. I also have access to multiple specialties from cardiology to neurology, to, you know, obstetrics, pediatrics, pulmonology, allergy. So the fact that MIT offers all of these specialty services to our patients allows me to provide comprehensive care because I can go face-to-face to a specialist to discuss a patient I'm concerned about or that I've referred to them, so that there's no loose ends, so that the loops are closed on our patient care and they feel definitely well covered as far as their primary care provider being active in their care and their outcome, and also just making sure that there's no loose ends.
Now tell us, Allison, what do you love about working at MIT Medical?
I love the collaborative relationship that I have with my colleagues at MIT Medical and our ability to list patient care as our number one goal. I find that in our current healthcare kind of environment in this country, that relationship and that goal is really difficult to find. And I think that MIT Medical has done an excellent job at really maintaining patient-centered care as our primary goal and has set up an environment that fosters our ability to truly care for patients and do what's best for them without exterior sort of pressures and stress. And I think that that would be my favorite part about providing care here, and the patients just make it very worthwhile.
Allison, in just the last minute or so, give us your best advice for patients considering a PCP at MIT Medical and advocating for their own health care.
I think it's very important that a patient chooses a primary care provider that they feel comfortable with, that they feel shares their goals, and you know, that ultimate goal should be their well-being and their health. There are a variety of providers at MIT Medical who are all absolutely excellent, and the key would be choosing the person that fits most, that fits the best with the patient, and definitely making sure that that person is going to advocate for you, particularly if you are new to the American healthcare system or English is your second language. There are many opportunities for a healthcare provider to help you navigate through our healthcare system.
Thank you so much, Allison Daly, a nurse practitioner and PCP at MIT Medical. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. For more information, you can go to medweb.mit.edu. That's medweb.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.